You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And welcome back. I'm Harold Mester. We are here tonight with newly elected Supervisor David Bowen, although not necessarily newly elected supervisor. I mean, it's been about 2.5 months now.
Yeah, we're right? 2 months in.
Now you were elected to represent the 10th District. That's parts of the north and west sides, along with parts of downtown and the east side. Is that the best way you describe
Correct.
Your district?
Yeah, the way I break it down to some of my constituents who are new, because after redistricting, it kind of looks a little bit different. And now it's kind of shaped like a seahorse. So the head is by Capitol Drive. I guess the feet are down by Wisconsin Avenue, and the tail end is on the east side of the Milwaukee River between Juneau Avenue and Prospect.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to go look at that now that you characterized it that way. Well, we're pleased you're on the program tonight.
Definitely. And thanks for having me on.
Sure. So this is an opportunity just to share a little bit about yourself and your background with our audience here on Inside the County Board. So I'm going to ask you some of the same questions that I've asked the other supervisors that came on, and you all have different answers. So that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah.
So what made you run for the county board in the first place?
Well, it's really interesting. My background, what I did prior to running for office, is in youth work and community organizing. And I had a chance to just be engaged in the civic process, fighting for issues that I cared passionately about and that affected my community for years. And even as a young person, and I still am a young person, so everybody uh-huh. teases me about that. But years ago, I've been infused in the work of change and connecting with people in positions to try to get things that my community needs. So it's kind of an interesting fit because I kind of feel like I've been doing this work for a while. And it's funny being in office now and seeing it's really similar to what I was doing before,
sure.
connecting with different individuals and organizations. Those same issues, and now I just have an opportunity to really instill resources in those solutions. So
what specifically were you doing in the years before you were elected?
Yeah, I was a program director for a youth organization called Urban Underground.
Okay,
and it's located on the north side of Milwaukee, and started back in 2000 as a high school student. I was a part of that program,
mm-hmm.
and I had the chance to continue to stay engaged with the community and that program. And I volunteered and I ended up going to college after high school at Bradley Tech, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So
great.
If any tech grads or tech supporters, I'm one of them. And I had a chance to go off to UWM, and I had aspirations of being an architect. And it was interesting because my first year and a half at UWM was horrible. And I almost failed.
Must not have been your area.
Right. So I almost failed, and I had to take a break from college. So I didn't throw away all my opportunity.
For me, it was kind of similar. My first year of college, I was in electrical engineering.
Okay.
I'm doing nothing like electrical engineering now.
Yeah.
It's interesting the way sometimes you have to try something out to realize it's not for you.
Yeah. So it was funny because that experience of failure was what led me down the path of finding out that I have a passion of working with young people. I have a passion of doing community work, and that my passion was somewhere else. So
sure.
I was able to find myself through that process, and I worked at Urban Underground through another program, an AmeriCorps program called Public Allies, which I'm an alumni of. And from there, working in a professional setting, in the community, I built up this this base of people that have consistently seen me and seen me outspoken on issues that affect the community. So I get a lot of I guess you call it street cred, or just respect that I've been active. I've been really authentically out in the community and just doing what I can for people. So in my aspirations for running, I saw this as an opportunity to represent people, to work for people. and the same things that I was doing for young people, I felt a number of those issues pertain to the whole community, pertain to the whole family. And in this position, I can make sure that I can use it as a stepping stool to help those issues, to help those solutions that can really take our community, our county, and put it on the path of a success, put it on the path of a thriving environment. So that's why I ran. And then what was really interesting is that I had one of the few campaigns that had had a team of young people working my campaign. Uh-huh. So we did everything. It was really interesting. Same thing you see with like other campaigns. We had a majority of young people doing all the work. And it was really those young people that really boosted our success in this campaign, in this election. So, and we were successful.
Let's talk about the job of a county supervisor.
Yeah.
You've had a chance to get your feet wet. We've been through mm-hmm. two full cycles of the county board now. Is the job what you expected it would be? Or is it different?
It is. I think there are different aspects to the job. One, I represent 55,000 people in the 10th district. I call it the talented 10th district, but we can go into that later. What I expected was to have a constant job of representing the interests of the people that live in that area, representing the betterment of what the people in the 10th district are looking for. And I think that was evident in the campaign that a lot of residents, a lot of people in the community are looking for outcomes.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I don't even really like the term politician. It has such a stigma to it that I don't intend to be a politician, but I intend to work hard. And I intend to get things done that people are relying on. And what's interesting about county government is that a majority of the services that we provide and programs that we fund, people rely literally on. They are depending on these services. So we need to make sure that they're sustainable. We need to make sure that we're doing all that we can to continue the greatness that our county has been doing in health, in mental health, in transportation. In our park system, the quality of life is the goal and the duty of our county government. And I see this as an opportunity to continue that and make sure that all our residents love the city, the county that they live in.
So what I'm hearing from you, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that people, they're tired of the lip service. They want to see actual action and outcomes.
Definitely. Definitely.
So what are your, now I guess this could be characterized as lip service, but what are your goals for the 4-year term here? What do you want to work on?
Yeah. So goals are the first thing and then outcomes are the second. so I can tell you my goals, definitely. My goals in this 4-year term are to make sure that we are definitely spending our money the right way. And now being inside a county government and seeing the challenges, we are really facing some stark challenges. We have to make some tough decisions and making sure that those decisions are doing what's best when it comes to the essential services that we talked about that people rely on. So it's really relying on making sure we're spending our money the right way, making sure that the programs that we do provide are being reformed and made better so that they not only save money, but also provide the service even better, services in mental health. And especially we have some community impacting, I mean, future impacting decisions to make, even when it comes to the size and how much we spend, like the mental health complex that we will soon be rebuilding, and a number of other different issues. The county government is huge.
Yes, yes.
And that's one thing I did not realize. I did not realize how big county government really is. 41 departments, 5,500 plus employees. Mm-hmm. It's a huge operation, and we have a lot of good people that are working to make sure that we're doing all that we can. Yeah.
What are some, like you've introduced legislation already
Okay.
Dealing with dedicated funding for mass transit and parks.
Yep.
So that's one of your big things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status of that? What is that going to do?
Yeah, and what's interesting about my resolution, I'm really excited about it because I felt like I didn't want to get in this position and give the portrayal that things are getting done, but really engage the community in the process and engage the board in the process that we're doing all that we can. So my first resolution, which I had a chance to work with Steve Cady from
he's
the
our,
county board.
Fiscal analyst,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fiscal analyst, and had a chance to create the opportunity to get our Intergovernmental Relations Department to fight for the same 2008 referendum that the 2008 referendum asked for, and that was a sales tax to support transit, parks, and EMS.
And to reduce property taxes.
And reduce property taxes. And fight for that on a state level, but as well as partner with the business community's interest in building a new sports complex to replace the aging Bradley Center.
Right.
And the goal of keeping the Bucks, a national sports team here in Milwaukee. And I think it's important to bridge that gap and build a coalition that doesn't just reflect our own interests, but we need to be diverse. And we need to have a different approach than what we've had that previously happened when we advocated for funding and for resources for county programs. So I see it as a great opportunity for not just us, but the business community as well. And showing that there are a number of people that represent the business community and different companies in our county that in our region that are interested in those same services that benefit our residents and getting them on our side.
So what kind of feedback?
On their side.
Yeah, you getting feedback. What did you hear from your colleagues or others on that resolution?
Yeah. A number of colleagues on the board co-sponsored, Supervisor Stamper, Supervisor Johnson, Supervisor Haas and Mayo. I had a chance to talk to a number of individuals from the business community. I try not to say names because what I told the board when it came to committee is that if the board decides that this is the route that we want to go to, we are in the right position to start building those relationships. But the individuals that I've talked to from the business community, I've gotten a really positive response that this is something that they're interested in as well. And with their recent experience trying to go to Madison and advocate for sales tax funds to support the Bradley Center and coming up short. I think they see this as a great opportunity to build progress, not just on their side, but on our side as well.
How have your interactions been with the county executive, Chris Abley, so far?
Yeah.
You had a chance to work with him on some things?
A little bit, yeah. And it's been really interesting because I had a chance to, as soon as, I think we had an orientation, and I think that was the first time that we actually, as a county board, the chance to educate new incoming freshman supervisors. So it was a great opportunity. I think in the past they kind of just pushed you in the fire and see if you didn't burn. So so this time we actually had a chance to get trained a little bit and just through those beginning talks with Chris and I see that his heart's in a great place. I think he has a number of great individuals working on the staff that are working to address some stark challenges. I mean, the last budget deficit we were looking at was $55 million.
Right. Right.
And we're almost half that amount in this upcoming, I believe, fiscal year.
Yeah. So we've gotten better.
Yeah. And he's taken some really innovative approaches to even some of the simplest things to having a IT department that has consistent see throughout the county. You'd be surprised how many times our departments are kind of working in silos, even though they all work for the same team. It's like you know, they're all doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And you need that consistency to attack budget deficits as large as that. So I think he's doing a pretty good job. I don't agree with him on everything that he advocates for. But I think it's a good opportunity and a good relationship to move this county forward. And I look forward to those debates and those discussions where we can agree to disagree and keep things moving. So it's been a pretty good relationship. I think Chris is a good guy.
Let's talk about your district in particular. Do you have some things coming up this summer? I know you have a concert in Johnson Park.
I do. It's my my first park concert. It'll be August 17th at Johnson Park. Johnson Park is located right off of 17th and Fond du Lac, right between 17th and 20th Street.
Who's performing? Do we know that yet?
We do. So there'll be two acts.
Okay.
Let me try to remember. So we're in the planning
process. I'm catching off the spot here.
Yeah. So we have, there's a hip-hop artist by the name of Blacks.
Okay.
B-L-A-X, Blacks. And his name is Adebisi. He's from Milwaukee. He now lives in New York City. And he will be in town to perform. So what's interesting is I looked at like a lot of the other park concerts. And I think this might be the only hip-hop concert or artist performing. So that's good.
Really?
That's great
okay.
for my new tenure on the board. Show
great.
some youth. And then there also is a neo-soul artist. And I'm trying to remember her stage name. But her name is Dana Smith. And she'll be performing with her group as well. So it'll be some good music. It'll be a number of community organizations as well, Johnson Park Neighborhood Association and Alice's Garden with Venus Williams and the great work they've been doing there. And
that's not the tennis player.
No,
yeah.
No. But if we did have Venus, Lord, that'd be great. And it'll be a number of just collaborations and a lot of good things happening. So we encourage the community to come out and support that concert and invite the people that you know. Bring your lawn chair.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, we're pretty much out of time here. So
okay.
I enjoyed this. I want to thank you for being on the program
definitely. And if anybody out there that is part of the 10th District, we will have some future town halls coming up. So we will make sure that it gets blasted out in the community. Everybody knows about it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wish you well on the board. Looking forward to working with you.
Definitely. Thank you, Harold.
After the break, we'll be back with the last of our new supervisors, Steve Taylor, when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.